Greenville and Sebring, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
And we're back in USA here as Lakers just on the board. 36-26, still USA leading this one with 53 seconds left.
I'll tell you what, the shotgun formation and the ability of Nate Post to look around and run or pass is the right offense for them. I don't know if they'll go to it the rest of the year, but I'll tell you what, when you got the ball in his hands, a lot of things happen.
So it looks like the onside kick is ready to go for Lakers, as they do, and it gets about 5 yards, completely just
whiffed.
He almost missed it completely.
Yeah, he whiffed and hit the top of the ball and just rolled. So now it's dead at the
45-yard line of USA of Lakers, excuse me.
Yep, of the Lakers, and now the USA will take over.
And I would guess Lakers is going to come out in the victory formation here and just let the clock run out on this.
Right.
So, first and 10 for USA with 53 seconds left. 36-26, USA over Lakers. An unbelievable game this second half.
What was that?
An unbelievable game this second
absolutely,
half.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to give a lot of credit for Lakers coming out and playing. They're all here, but a little bit too late in this one.
That's right.
The USA leads 36-26, and they're in the victory formation. They're down the ball.
Downs the ball. Loss of one for Beachy, and this is going to do it one more time, and that's going to end it in USA. So, heck of a game, I must say. We had 22 points on the board at halftime, and then all of a sudden we had 40 points in the second half.
Excellent game. This is the best, of course, like I mentioned to you earlier.
This is the best game we've done thus far.
Thus far, because usually it's been one-sided.
So, right now, Jake Beachy behind center in the victory formation, kneels it one last time, 17 seconds left, and the clock continues down, and that's going to do it.
That'll do it.
Both teams shaking hands. Both of them know they were in a heck of a game the second half.
Right. Clark, I'll tell you what, it was all USA early, and then the Lakers applied it in the second half, and if they could have scored a couple of those extra points, they would have made this last minute or so very interesting. As it was, it made the last half very interesting. So, Clark,
we'll
let's
be back.
Take a break, and we'll be back.
That's right. We're going to wrap things up right after this on WLEW.
It's Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon. Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evening, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for just $8.20. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came.
There's a feeling of increased anticipation this time of year as the season winds down and the work and commitment comes to a fruition during the harvest. Hi, this is Jim McQueen, Ag Loan Specialist with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. At Thumb National, we continue to work one-on-one with Thumb area farmers. We appreciate the dedication and determination that culminates when the combines and harvesters roll to cap another season. As you look ahead to another year with new challenges, remember that if you need an experienced financial partner, you can contact us at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We have operational lines of credit to smooth out your cash flow needs. We finance machinery and land purchases to help increase your efficiency. We can even help with the home remodeling project you may have been putting off or the education expenses you knew were coming. All of us at Thumb National are hoping you have a safe and mostly enjoyable harvest season. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with offices in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, and two locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
Hi, everyone. everyone, this is Heidi.
And I'm Gretchen from Pardo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
You'll be impressed with our great selection that will help you with your hobby.
If you're a fan of knitting and crochet, you'll find the supplies you crave.
From skeins of yarn to books and patterns, we have it at Pardo's Ben Franklin.
But that's not all.
No, it's not. We also carry scrapbooking supplies and arts and crafts.
You can find it all at Pardo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back here in USA. At the end of it, USA coming out on top 36-26 after a very lively second half.
I'll tell you what, Clark, we really enjoyed the second half and a close game for a while. But USA, again, folks, put it to them early and often and went in with a, I believe it was a 26-0 at halftime.
22-0 at half.
22-0 at half. But the Lakers came out and made a ball game of it. If they could have put a, would have, could have, should have put a couple extra points on, would have made it a little closer and maybe real tight at the end, but put it away 36-26. So, folks, this is Ron Lehrman. If you don't know where your kids are going, ask them.
All right, so a little recap of the game. It was all USA in the first half. Brandon Harper came in with the one-yard rushing touchdown to make it 8-0 in the first quarter with 2:52 to go. Two-point conversion was good, making it 8-0. Then it was Harper again making it 14-0 with a no-good two-point conversion with 8:08 left in the second quarter on a 7-yard rush. Then in the second quarter with 5:24 left, looks like USA, Zub got on the board with a two-yard rush. Number 25 for USA there. Two-point conversion was good, making it 22-0. Then it was halftime, 22-0 USA going in. Then the fun began. Lakers came out and scored first in the third quarter with 4:08 remaining, making it 22-8 with a post run for 13 yards, and the two-point conversion was good. Then it was USA answered the bell. USA's number 28, Brandon Harper, came out with a two-yard rush, two-point conversion good, making it 30-8 with 11:09 left in the third. Then, or that doesn't make sense, excuse me, in the fourth. Then with in the fourth quarter, here comes Lakers, 30-14 with 3:28 in the fourth. It's post with a 14-yard rush, two-point conversion no good, making it 30-14. 3:06, 22 seconds later in the fourth, post scores again on a 45-yard rush, two-point conversion no good, making it 30-20. Then at 2:06, USA answers again. Brandon Harper, number 28, with a one-yard rush, making it 36-20. And then Lakers scoring once again, making it 36-26 with the two-point conversion no good. And that's our final, 36-26.
What a game, Clark. And I signed off a little bit too early. I'm sorry about that. But don't we have a couple updates? I know, thank you for those stats there. Final stats, we have a couple updates. What have you heard?
That's right. In Ubley, or excuse me, Marlette versus Ubley, last we heard at the end of the third quarter, Marlette scored on a 90-yard play, putting them up 6-0 over Ubley. Marlette 6-0 over Ubley at the end of the third. We haven't heard anything since on that one. And then in Harbor Beach over Reese in the fourth quarter, 30-8. It was 22-8 at the end of the third in Harbor Beach. Then it was 30-8 in the fourth quarter.
Okay, Clark. Well, we want to thank you for those stats and those updates from the other local games of interest. And now, folks, if you don't know where your kids are going tonight,
ask them. And once again, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors for tonight's game. That's Thumb Sailor, Orthodontist Dr. Larry Eggs and Bad Axe, Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe, McDonald Food and Family Center, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, Gary's Car Care, Elkton One Stop, North Star Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Hargrove's Ben Franklin of Pigeon, Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon and Bad Axe, Main Street Cafe and Bakery of Pigeon, Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City. Sailor services provided by for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, all rights reserved. Reproduction of redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the Internet, without the expressed written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated, is strictly prohibited. That's going to wrap it up here in USA, 36-26 over the Lakers. Heck of a game. I'm glad, Ron, we got our week number three in, and we had a great game to broadcast throughout the whole thing. It's 9:30, and we're going to get out here a little early. So that's going to do it. Thanks for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you next week on WLEW.